She had trained in dual lightsaber combat when she had been a Padawan, but she rarely fought with two blades in a genuine combat situation. She would now, here, today. She thought it fitting that she do so. She did not wait for Malgus. She bounded across the hangar, her speed augmented by the Force, the lines of her blades leaving a blur of light in their wake. Malgus held his ground, blade ready. She stabbed low with her primary blade, high with her secondary. Malgus leapt over both, flipped, landed behind her, and cross-cut for her neck. She ducked under it while spinning into a reverse leg sweep that caught his feet and tripped him. When he hit the ground, she rose, turned, raised both blades, and drove them down in a parallel overhand slash. Malgus somersaulted backward, and Eren's blades cut gashes in the floor of the hangar. Sparks flew. Malgus bounced up from the somersault and loosed a telekinetic blast that lifted Eren from her feet and blew her across the hangar. She slammed into one of the shuttle's bulkheads, but used the Force to cushion the blow so that it did no harm. Bouncing off the cool metal, she charged Malgus. As she ran, she cast first her own lightsaber at Malgus, then Master Zalo's, using the Force to guide both. The attack caught Malgus unprepared, and Eren's blade bit into his armor. Sparks flew, and Malgus winced, snarled with pain. He ducked under Master Zalo's blade, and Eren recalled both to her hands as she ran. The moment she had them, she cast them both at Malgus again. But this time he was ready. Augmenting his speed with the Force, he flipped high into the air and out of the way of both. She anticipated his movement, however, bounded forward to cut him off, and landed a flying kick in his chest. He used the Force to diminish the blow's impact, but it drove him back a step, and she heard his breath hitch through the sound of his respirator. He recovered, roared, raised his blade high to cut her in two, and brought it down. But she had already summoned her own blade back to her hand and interposed it in a parry. Malgus's strength drove her to her knees. She held out her other hand and pulled Master Zalo's blade to her hand, stabbed for his stomach with it. Malgus sidestepped the stab, though it skinned his armor and showered sparks. He pushed her blade to the side with his own and kicked her in the face. The strength behind the blow blew through her defenses, caused her to see stars, loose teeth, and sent her head over heels backward. She landed on her knees, stunned, seeing double. She rose, swayed on her feet, seeing four blades in her hands rather than two. Something was in her mouth, and she spat it out. A tooth, the root forked and bloody.
"You are a child to hate,"
Malgus said, his tone incongruously soft as he stalked toward her.
"Your anger barely smolders. You're a fraction of what you could be."
She needed time to recover her senses, some distance from Malgus. She backflipped high into the air and landed atop the Imperial shuttle. Her mind was beginning to clear.
"Your master was also misguided. He thought to defeat me with calm, but failed. You thought to defeat me with anger, but carried too little, despite your loss."
Eren's vision began to clear. She felt more herself.
"Be grateful for that, Jedi. Anger exacts its own price."
Again, she felt the odd sense of sympathy or pity adulterating the otherwise pure hate flowing from Malgus. His eyes went to Alina, her body crumpled on the landing pad's floor. As Eren prepared to leap at Malgus, he held forth a hand, almost casually, and lightning sizzled through the space between them. Eren interposed her lightsabers, but the power in the lightning exceeded anything she had felt from Malgus before. It blasted through her defenses, and both lightsabers flew from her hands. The lightning seized her, lifted her up, and threw her from the top of the shuttle. As she flew toward the deck, she smelled burning flesh, heard screaming, realized it was her flesh, her screams. She hit the ground hard, and her head bounced off the ground. Sparks erupted in her brain. Pain! And everything went dark.